This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. The Texas Book Festival is one of, about three or four major events around the country, which perhaps stand as the best of the book festivals. Are you heading to the Texas Book Festival October 25th to 26th, but you don't know where to start or how to navigate the many sessions? Well, the Texas Standard has got you covered with our Insider's Guide to the 2014 Texas Book Festival. Clay Smith, former literary director of the festival and current editor-in-chief of Kirkus, spills his insider secrets and top picks for the weekend. So I've set you up now. Time to start spilling. What do you think? I guess we should orientate ourselves here just a little bit. How does one begin to orient oneself at a festival that's as big and as important? You might almost say it's the South by Southwest for book festivals, right?
Yeah, it is. And it uses the beautiful, Texas State Capitol, which a lot of Texans only go to in grade school on a field trip.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's a beautiful thing because it turns that building into a kind of performance art for just a weekend. It totally transforms that building from political discussions to literary ones. So I think it's a great thing just for that alone.
The question we always ask, how do you know where to begin?
Yeah.
In the Capitol building, do you begin strolling the grounds? What do you do?
I would probably stroll the grounds along Colorado Street, and festival closes down Congress Avenue to, 8th Street. So walk around, get oriented, and then go into the Capitol. And one of my tips for you, if you are going into the Capitol, is do not use the south doors. Those are the doors that face Congress Avenue. Mm-hmm. So use the east or the west doors because I think, as everybody knows, the Capitol has metal detectors now. And so you do have to, leave your wallet and stuff and put it in the conveyor belt. So use the east or the west doors. The lines are much less crowded there.
That's a terrific tip. Okay, yeah. So use the east or west doors. Now, in terms of what you actually attend or go see and that kind of thing, there are a lot of panel discussions that are underway in addition to interviews with authors and that kind of thing.
Right. So there's, 285 writers this year who are speaking in the course of 48 hours. So there's a lot to see. And you can go to the festival's website, texasbookfestival.org, and the schedule is there. But one of my favorite events of the festival is Literary Deathmatch.
And what is it exactly?
So it's kind of like American Idol, maybe not so mean. But there are four writers out of all of those 285 writers who are chosen, who are very good performers. And each of them gets 8 minutes to perform, the most electric passage from their latest book.
By performing, they're basically acting, reading?
Acting, reading, riffing off of a passage in the book. They can really do whatever they want to in those 8 minutes. Then there is a panel of sort of prestigious judges who are judging for literary merit, performance, and a category called intangibles. So two writers go on to the finals. Those writers duke it out, and then a winner is chosen.
So if you're not that much into, fiction and that kind of thing, I would imagine there are a lot of writers of history and that kind of thing.
There are. There are a lot of writers of history and
biography.
Biography, memoir. There's also the C-SPAN book TV tent, which is along Congress Avenue. And one good panel there on Sunday is going to take place from 2 to 2:45 p.m. And those sessions are all filmed live for national broadcast.
So you could get on TV.
Right. And this one's called How to Win Friends or Manipulate People. And it's with a writer, his name is Jeffrey Kluger, and the book is called The Narcissist Next Door.
Oh, wow.
Basically sort of saying that narcissism, personality disorder, is so prevalent that there's no reason to put it, to name it as a real diagnosis. And then
just go on Facebook and you're there.
Well, precisely because the writer who's on the panel with him is Christian Rutter, who is the co-founder of OkCupid. And Christian has a new book called Who We Are. And so that should be a really great session about what social media has done to narcissism in our culture.
How family friendly is the Texas Book Festival?
The whole thing is, maybe Literary Deathmatch is not so family-friendly, but that's at 9:30 p.m. So if you're bringing your three-year-old at 9:30 p.m.
Shame on you.
Yeah. The whole festival is free. Colorado Street is really the children's village, as we speak of it. So a lot of the nation's best children's picture book writers are speaking along that street, and there are demonstration tents where kids can make bookmarks and other sort of fun activities.
So literally, some of the books that you read to your kids at night, you're going to be able to meet some of those authors.
Right, and get the book signed.
Wow, that's great.
So it is a very nice thing. I mean, the festival is great for holiday shopping, because a book is a great way to give a meaningful gift that doesn't cost all that much money.
Yeah. You do a lot of traveling in your work for Kirkus. Is this the kind of event that you think would be worth someone coming down from Dallas, grabbing a Southwest or an American, just to check out the Texas Book Festival? Or is this something that can be enjoyed at a distance?
You know, you're right that the festival can be watched on Book TV, but that's purely nonfiction. But it is worth a weekend trip, because one of the beautiful things that the festival does is to really reflect a sense of place. And Texans have a very strong sense of place. And the festival was really founded to promote Texas writers. And very quickly, within like the third year, it started becoming a national festival. But unlike some other national festivals, it never lost the emphasis on Texas writers. And we have a pretty vibrant writing scene in this state, because this state gives us such a great myth to work with. And so it sort of renews your hope in Texas, in a way, to attend the festival and see everything that's going on.
Clay Smith is the editor-in-chief of Kirkus Reviews. He's based here in Austin, Texas, and for many years before he was working with Kirkus, he was the literary director of the Texas Book Festival. So got some terrific tips there. Thanks so much for coming in, Clay.
Thanks, David.
I'm David Brown, the Texas Standard, KUT News.